Chapter 62. Darrow. The Tyrant's Debris. A troop of Black Owls shoves Diomedes, Cassius, and me into a war room aglow with a map of Ilium. Dozens of techs turn from their work in the shadowy room. Athena stands with Ori beneath the constellation of information. One by one, the moons and cities wink out until a single image hangs over her. The obsidian armada creeps across the face of Jupiter toward Europa. Ori turns and gives me a smile before moving to the side to watch Diomedes. Athena rolls tension from her neck and sits down on a stool. The black haster, Pyphoros, lies in her lap.
"I was 15 when my clan decided to seize control of our mine," she says without preamble. "A long time ago now. The uprising was beautiful at first. But when I watched my elders execute our hostages, I knew we were doomed. Still, when my favorite elder put the gun in my hand and asked if I was a gasfly or a warrior of red, my finger pulled the trigger. 11 times. I took 11 lives. My clan proved to the Rim that reds are bloodthirsty animals who must be kept in check." She activates Pyphoros and scratches 11 marks in the floor in front of Cassius's feet without leaving her stool. "I escaped when the Ra soldiers came. Few others managed that. I fell in with pirates and sunk into my own shame. I learned to believe I was never a freedom fighter, that I was a terrorist, an animal. Then Ares found me and showed me that the elder who put the gun in my hand was alive. Alive and far from the gas mine where he sparked our uprising. Living in peace. Luxury. He confessed that the uprising was a Cryptea operation from the start. Even in revolt, we were their tools. Thanks to Ares, I learned the truth. That gold control is an illusion comprising fear, guilt, and distrust." She looks back at the ships creeping over the swirling storms of Jupiter. "Atlas Aura, is this genocide truly his work?" "So she was listening to us in the cell."
"Yes," Diomedes says.
"You don't have proof?"
"No, but that is only a testament to my uncle's skill, nothing more."
Athena chews on her lip before turning on me.
"Ares says you can shatter Atlas's illusion. Can you, Darrow?"
"Ares?" I ask with a frown.
Someone moves in the shadows of the war room. Then everything turns to black. Sound and light, even my own hands, disappear. Then the voice of Ares, destroyer of men, stormer of ramparts, growls,
"I am the kneeling son. I am the broken daughter. I am the widow and her trembling fist. I am the sum of the tyrant's debris. I am the whipped, the bent, the broken, the enslaved. I am the meek, the gentle, the humble, and all their silent rage. By taking your voice, gold has given me mine. I am you. I am we. I am Ares, breaker of chains."
I know the speech. It is an old one given before I left the mines. I found it years later, echoing around the Holonet. I believe it is still cherished by many because it is what Ares was. Not a hero, not really. He was a consequence of empire, an empowering reflection of the shadow the gulls had cast over all our small and divided hearts. A pupil of blinding light devours the darkness until I see Severo standing in front of us, wearing the twilight helm. It shimmers like a star, then fades molten red. So that's what it does.
"Neptune's prick. I thought I just died," Cassius mutters.
Severo takes off the helmet, and it fades to black.
He shaved his beard and had his old goatee back. He grins at his little drama.
Savage, right? Think Hades. It has a manual in its software.
Severo, what's what? I ask.
He hops onto a console and dangles his feet.
Well, it's like this. After they put you idiots away, I thought I should have my own little speech. It's easy to make Dar shiny in death. But we forget Dar was a mess of a man, more broken than any of us. That's why he chose Athena here. That's why he chose Dancer, Harmony, Darrow.
He pokes the helmet at me. He took the broken people because he knew he could reforge them stronger. He was a dreamer, Dar, but he wasn't an idealist. Nah, he would have chosen a sweeter god to play if he was. Ares is the bloody truth behind the shine of the golds. He is the shadow of their glory, and that shadow belongs to us. It is the trauma that made us mad enough to not just go along. Dad chose you all for different reasons. Dancer was a builder, like Athena here. She showed me what she's done these last years, the network she's built. He casts her a look of unreserved admiration. You, Darrow, he chose to be his breaker. But you're more than that. He told me that before he died. You could be both, if only he could keep you on the right path. He died too soon, I think. Left us to our own wicked devices. We weren't ready, but we did what we could. He nods to Athena and the daughters in the room. That's what I told the daughters when I marched up there with his helmet. Dar slagged up too. Athena sighted me half a dozen times, just off the top of her head. But he always got back up, dusted himself off, and stuck with it. I told the daughters, no one's done that more than you, boss. Maybe not even Dar. And each time you try to change, try to be better.
It's the first time he's called me boss in a long time. The daughters and even Athena herself listened to him with pride in their eyes, as if they'd all watched him grow up.
I feel, maybe for the first time, that he has found the same conviction in this part of his life as he does in being a father. It is like both sides of him, Severo Barker and the Goblin, have finally melded together. I watch him with so much pride.
You got messy, you know, he says to me with a sigh.
Said it yourself. You cut corners because you wanted that light at the end of the dark. You forgot your own words. That's what's pissed me off the most. I cock my head at him.
Years ago, was 12, 13, we were standing over Ragnar's body, and you told me we ought to stop waiting for the light because we're it.
He looks around the room. We're it. But our light is fading. Why? I ask them. He holds up a finger and glares around the room.
Dar was one person. One pissed-off human being whose only power was realizing he could unlock the tide. He gave us permission to fight our way out of the cell they made us.
He points to Athena.
Then he was two. Then three. Now he is Mars. He is the daughters. He is billions. So why are we fading? Because we don't want to be here. We want to be on the other side of this shit. We're waiting to live. But this is it. This is our life until we change it. That's all right. Like Darrow said, it's a blessing. It is our privilege to fight. So let's stop eating ourselves, chewing on each other's legs. It's stupid. It's endless. We got more to do.
He pats the helmet. We need Ares. We need our builders. He looks at Athena.
We need our shields.
He points to the daughters.
We need putrid, spoiled allies late to the fray.
He glares at Cassius.
And we need our Reaper to tell us all how we're gonna break this ugly-ass army, because that's his job.
He looks over at Athena.
Right?
Athena darkens as she turns to me.
Your plan?
I glance between her and Severo.
Your ship's off-moon, she says, and too far away.
The hard path, then.
Far's Hoard is a wheel that will roll over anything in front of it, I say. But the axle of any obsidian wheel is its champion. Kill Far, the wheel breaks.
I can kill Far, if I have the right people.
Athena crosses her arms, wary. Far is surrounded by an army. Do you have a plan to reach him?
To deal with his army after it breaks apart? She asks. Hundreds of thousands of marauders loose in Ilium isn't exactly a victory.
Judging by Severo's face, he has an idea about that, I say.
A real classic. You're gonna hate it, he says. What's to stop Far from just killing you if you do reach him?
Athena asks.
I challenged him to an Ashvar, a duel of honour. Gossip like that goes through an army faster than the clap.
Ori, Cassius and Athena wrinkle their noses, but Diomedes nods along like it's common wisdom. The Ascomani are a warrior culture. They'll have heard of me, and I still have sway with the Obsidians.
You make it sound so easy, she says. He always does, Severo says. It's part of his charm.
It won't be easy, I say, but it's the only way. That navy is dangerous, but that army is a terror. Atlas and Far hit all the right nerves to make it dance to their tune, but so can we. I know Obsidians, and they know me.
Do you have chemists? Anyone versed in poisons?
Both, Ori says.
Good. I'll need them to get to work on those spines we found in Diomedes.
Ori nods, but waits on Athena. Athena looks back at the Obsidian fleet and sighs in surrender.
After Severo's speech and reviewing your conversation about Atlas, I have recommended to the daughters that we commute your sentence.
They've agreed. Ori uncuffs me herself and squeezes my hand.
We will not be made to betray our convictions. We will not abandon the people of the surface. The sea lifts will be opened. Refuge will be given to all. But that refuge means nothing if the enemy is not beaten.
Athena tosses over Pyrphoros.
So,
you will be our spear as you should have been from the start. I catch the blade by its leather hilt. Its balance is perfect for such a long blade. I turn it in admiration, then brush my finger on the shape toggle to form the shape of a sling blade. Athena and the daughter stare at its shape with deep, mixed emotions. After a moment, she says,
It is not a gift. It is a reminder of your oath. Once Fa is dead, you will return it to me and you will kneel and face your sentence. Swear it by your kin.
I glance at Severo. He nods. I touch the key on my chest.
In the name of my son, Pax, I swear it.
And Diomedes and Cassius, I ask.
Already told her the chin's with me, Severo says. It's how Da would want it.
Hearing this, Cassius gives Severo a hard nod of solidarity. Ori unlocks his cuffs and whispers something in his ear.
And Diomedes? I ask.
Athena nods to Ori. Ori brings around a tablet to hold before Diomedes. He is a slow reader. Bit by bit, his eyes widen.
Abolition of the hierarchy. He keeps reading. Self-determination of vocation. What is this?
The future, Ra, Athena says.
You cannot believe the Moon Lords would ever agree to this.
We believe in holding someone to their word, Athena says. You say you have failed us.
You have. But we do not accept your head as repayment. We will take your service instead.
If you are a shepherd, as all Ra believe, prove it. Lead us to a new and better future. If we are to risk our lives, our cause, we refuse to return to the same chains we have lived in for centuries.
Diomedes reads the document further.
Even if I wish to honour this,
he almost says absurdity,
this treatise I cannot. I am no consul or sovereign. I am only an Olympic knight. It would be false to pretend I have the power to institute even one of these.
Athena laughs at him.
Do you know the efforts it took to install a daughter amongst your Hetairi? She asks, akin to Aerys' efforts with Darrow. Do you know what Ori's tasks were? Tell him, Ori.
Ori looks nervous. My tasks were to gather and pass information, particularly regarding Cryptean or naval matters. My primary function was to ensure that no true tyrant ascended to lead House Ra. Fortunately, I found none lying in wait.
Diomedes tilts his head.
And if you had?
I would have killed them. For the people.
He's startled. Ori said long ago that you would be a fair but stern ruler, Diomedes. We have known your character for some time, Athena says. You are also the son of Romulus Aura. That matters. Your voice will carry from here to Pluto. We are not fools. We know the Moon Lords will resist this. Things always move slower in the Rim, so we do not ask for you to dismantle the hierarchy in a day. All we ask is that you swear an oath to make abolition your personal cause until the day it passes in the Decagon. If we are to be allies in war, we must know we will be peers in peace. Diomedes swallows.
You want me to become your kept gold, your agent?
No. We'd have you be our Virginia Augustus, Diomedes,
Ori says.
Not a kept gold. A visionary. A champion for the downtrodden.
And what is to stop me from betraying you at my convenience?
Ori smiles.
Your character. Your honor. Your heart. Your oath.
You forget I already swore an oath to protect the hierarchy.
Ori grips his arm.
You also swore an oath to protect the people of the Rim. Look me in the eye, Diomedes, and tell me I should serve you.
She raises her eyebrows.
Tell me you matter more because of the sigils on your hands. Tell me I am less than you.
She guides his chin, so he has to look her in the eye. His stare is as intense as a particle cannon until she flicks his nose. He explodes with a laugh that makes even me jump. He follows it with a smile I didn't think his face capable of making.
If you can't do that, then maybe it's time you took a new oath, she says.
Diomedes turns to Athena, Dour again.
If I give my oath, the sea lifts open. The people can take refuge, and I am free to take up arms with Darrow against Far.
His voice darkens.
Against Atlas.
Athena smiles.
We don't hold the sins of the ancestors against their descendants, Ra. Give me your oath, and I'll put the blade in your hand myself.